rounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real Petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Pet Palooza.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the bottom of the second inning as Jack Basir will step in. And boy, he had quite the day yesterday for the Rafters. He went 3-for-5, three doubles and an RBI, and also made a double play as well. So Basir, a guy that they have started to rely on as a slow curveball, comes inside 0-1. So Basir batting a 289 with 13 hits as Basir drives one into the right center gap, heading back towards the wall. That bounces before the warning track, and Basir gets to second. How about that? Jack Basir continuing his hot start at the plate. Four doubles in the past two games, and his first at-bat is a success. Now Jack Gurevich in his first appearance at the plate, and a guy, a rising sophomore out of the University of San Diego. So he's another San Diego guy from Pacific Palisades, California. Started in 39 games for the Toros with 142 at-bats, 26 RBIs, and 38 hits, batting a 259. So the left-hander, outside edge. Basir read that ball all the way through and just drilled the ball into the right center field gap. So the 1-0 here from Langston sets in, winds up and fires outside 1-1. 2-0, excuse me. Two balls and no strikes. Jack Basir, the Pepperdine product, stands at second. A wind up, the 2-0, swinging a drive into left center field, heading back towards the wall. That ball's gone! Jack Gurevich, a two-run shot, and the Rafters, how about it? Gurevich, third pitch of his Rafters summer, and it comes at the hands of a two-run shot. Rafters lead 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Wow. What a start to his summer. Gurevich drills one into the left center field gap. First pitch on the way, swing and a miss upstairs, 0-1, as Matt Olive batting a 154, but Basir was at second, and Gurevich just absolutely belted a ball into the left center field gap. No balls a strike, the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Rafters lead 2-0 here, bottom of the second. Swinging a drive into the glove of Jason Jones, who makes a throw over to first. Does he get him? He does. What a play from the Arkansas product. One out. Matt Olive was... looked like he was going to get on base. Jones reached out, wasn't able to make the catch, but had the ball next to him, was on his back, and made the throw over to first. Wow. Olive gets out. This brings up Ty Johnson, who returns in the top of the returns in the order with 13 hits and 5 RBIs. Rafters lead 2-0 as the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball over to Cooper Kelly, the shortstop. The throw right over to first is on the money for the second out. And the Rafters get a two-run shot from Jack Gurevich. So Alex Duffy is now up the Elon product, batting at 250 out of Bernardsville, New Jersey. And the Rafters at two runs, and we haven't even hit the bottom of the order yet. As Langston digs in and fires outside, 1-0. Kick the fire, the 1-0 inside. Two balls and no strikes. Two down for the Rockers. The 2-0 popped up on the backside in foul territory. 2-1. So two balls, a strike with two outs. Rafters, two hits, two runs. As the 2-1. Inside for a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Langston sets, winds, and serves. Inside for a ball, three balls and two strikes. Ball comes in on the right edge, and Duffy backed away from it. Alex Duffy, out of Elon, playing catcher. Only two catchers for the Rafters right now. That's two outs, the full count. Inside, and Duffy will take first for ball number four. There was questions if it hit him. So Duffy gets walked, and this brings up Brandon Rogers. Rogers batting at 263. And a guy yesterday that went three hits on three at-bats. Yeah, he had a perfect game. Two RBIs as well with a run. Rogers batting in the nine hole. Once again, he's usually been put in at the leadoff spot at the start of the season, but batting ninth today as he sees a strike across the plate 0-1. Rogers had an RBI where he just absolutely, two RBIs, excuse me, where absolutely bombed a ball into center field as the 0-1. Swinging a drive that goes through the second baseman and Miguel. Rounding second is Duffy, and he gets the third. Rogers looks to go to second, but he's going to stop and retrieve back to the bag at first. So Duffy on third, Rogers on first. And the Rafters have a chance to add to their lead. This brings up at the top of the order Anthony Gallison. So Brandon Rogers, that makes it in two games, four at-bats and four hits. As Chris Kreplin, the manager for the Rockers, going on the mound, having a visit with Langston. And the infield is as well. And it looks like Langston's day is done. A short day for Dylan Langston. As he was getting carved up. And you can't blame Chris Kreplin. Because Langston, just a tough start for him. And now a pitching change is in store for the Rockers. And it looks to be number 43, Micah Behrens. Micah Behrens out of Fort Worth, Texas, and the Incarnate Word product. The right-handed pitcher starting at slating at 6'4". A redshirt junior. So Behrens, he's a big body on the mound and looking to clean things up for the Rafters. So Duffy stands at third, Rogers at first. And now the Rafters have out-hit the Rockers 3-1 here in the bottom of the second. Jack Garuvich, a two-run shot. Duffy gets walked. And Brandon Rogers sends a ball over Miguel, the second baseman, into right field. So a chance for the Rafters to add to their lead. Anthony Gallison, who grounded out in his first at-bat, is going to have a little bit different story this time, where he went 1-for-4 yesterday, two runs, three RBIs, and this is a guy for the Rafters, who's quite the product out of Coastal Carolina. He previously attended Elon, where he graduated from there with an economics degree. At Elon in 2021, he played and started in all 44 games, one of only two players to do that for the Elon Phoenix. In 2023, he appeared in 16 games with 7 starts and 30 at-bats. He had 8 hits, 11 RBIs, batting a .267. Gallison had a remarkable day yesterday. Is he going to have that today? Well, got out in his first at-bat. Can he get an RBI to send Duffy home? 2 outs, warming up his bearings. The Rafters are on the verge here of getting 3 runs in the bottom of the second. Already up 2-0. Jack Gurevich pulled a ball into left center field and went 330 feet back. So stepping in is Gallison, and Behrens is ready. Just had to warm up there for a bit. Anthony Gallison stands at 5'8", but boy, he has a really fast swing. Brandon Rogers stands at first. At third is Duffy. Gallison swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman, and Miguel flips it up and throws it to first, right on the money for the third out. So the Rafters get 2 runs off of a 2-run shot from Jack Gurevich as we head to the top of the third. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer is the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third we go as the Rafters 2, Rockers 0, as bringing in the shortstop to lead off Cooper Kelly. So Kelly, Miguel, and Jackson are up here in the top of the third. Cooper Kelly, the left-hander, out of Overland Park, Kansas, and the Kansas products. A Jayhawk plays in the Big 12 as swinging a miss outside, 0-1. Batting under 100, he's had a rough start. He's had 2 hits, 2 RBIs, though, with 2 runs. The 0-1, swinging a ball fouled on the left side. 0-2, Graham ahead of the count early. Decent crowd on hand here at Waterfield on this warm evening, 79 degrees. And Graham kicks and serves the 0-2. Swinging a line drive through second and third that goes into left field as Cooper Kelly gets things started off here in the top of the third. So now we return to the top of the order. Brady Miguel, who struck out looking in his last at-bat, will be due up. So Cooper Kelly, who struggled batting in the nine hole, showing no signs of struggle there. He gets on base. He leads off at first. Rafters three hits, Rockers two. Graham kicks and serves, swing and a miss. 0-1. Brady Miguel, out of Cal State Monterey Bay, the northern part of California. From Hollister, California, as Graham pickoff attempt at first. That goes to Gurevich. He looked like he fell on that, but sliding safe was Kelly. No balls and a strike. Kalen Graham wants a different ball. He threw the ball back to Duffy, and Duffy gave him a different ball. So stepping out of the batter's box and stepping back in is Brady Miguel, the second baseman, who's even in the count 1-1. Graham the look at first. A check back, the 1-1. Swinging a left field ball in foul territory, 1-2. So Graham has done well so far. Has already acquired 4 strikeouts. The 1-2. As stealing the second base bag on the money is Cooper Kelly. The throw over from Duffy was not there. Kelly gets there on time. So Cooper Kelly now leads off at second and a runner in scoring position for the Rockers. Nobody down. 2-2 count. Graham zones in, sets, and serves a 2-2. Outside, swing and a miss. Strike number 3. And strikeout number 5 for Kalen Graham. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Brady Miguel. This brings up JoJo Jackson, who struck out swinging on his last plate appearance. Well, looking to have a little bit different story this time. One out. Cooper Kelly at second. Jackson, the left-hander. First pitch on the way outside. Want to know. So the Rafters have out-hit the Rockers 3-2. Rafters still lead 2-0 as the windup, the serve, the 1-0 fly ball into left field. Getting under it with ease is Anthony Gallison. 2 down. So now bringing up Kyle West, who grounded out in his last at-bat. West batting a 380 at the University of Charleston from Hedgesville, West Virginia. Not too many guys you see out of the state of West Virginia. And Kyle West, he's a sure product. 19 hits, 8 RBIs. As Graham sets and fires across the plate, but down low for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kelly stands at second, the 1-0 outside, but in the zone for a strike, 1-1. Two outs, one ball and a strike. Graham comes set, winds up, the 1-1 popped up into the shortstop, Garrett Broussard, who runs back under it, but it's going to be Ty Johnson, the center fielder, who clears him out of the way for the third out. So the Rafters don't give up any runs as we head to the bottom of the third. Rafters 2, Rockers 0. We'll be back in a moment.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Second baseman. Bottom of the third we go as Chris Conniff will step in. So Conniff, Broussard, and Basir are up as Conniff blew out in his last at-bat. But a guy that has been batting a .563, leading the team in batting average, has come into Wisconsin Rapids, has already made an impact as Barons throws outside edge 1-0. Out of Wagner College and the Edmond, Oklahoma native. The 1-0 from Barons, swing and a miss inside. Conniff a little bit late. 1-1. So the Rafters have three hits, the Rockers have two, but a two-run shot from Gurevich has been the difference. The 1-1 from Barons, swinging a ground ball over to Miguel. The throw across to first is right on the money. So a ground out there from Chris Conniff. As this brings up Garrett Broussard, who flew out in his last at-bat. Broussard, another returning Rafter, slotted in at shortstop today. First pitch inside as Broussard had to duck. Gosh, he wasn't hit by on the ball earlier this season. Levi Jensen was up and he was hit on the head by a pitch and it was a scary moment. Fortunately, he was all right, but it was always going to be scary. The 1-0, swinging the ball into Jason Jones, who reaches out and makes the catch, dives to his right and extends out. What a catch, two down. Jason Jones, the Arkansas product, already making an impact. How about it? So two down. As this brings up Jack Basir, who had a double into right center field on his last at-bat. Barons throws. Basir, a shallow ground ball on the first baseline. The flip over from Barons to Anzai is right on time. So three outs. The Rockers retire the side as we head to the bottom of the fourth. The top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs, act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the fourth inning and reminding you, Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions, big city quality, small-town values. And the small town from central Wisconsin is currently up 2-0, as this brings up Carlos Hernandez, who grounded out in his last at-bat. So pitching change in store for the Rafters, Micaiah Negrete at the University of San Diego, and a rising sophomore who's already had a game pitched so far, a 1-0 record, three innings pitched, a hit, and two strikeouts. He also walked two batters on 12 batters faced. So he pitched against Fond du Lac back on June the 3rd as the left-hander throws across the plate for a strike 0-1. Hernandez, a power hitter himself. He's had 10 hits and 6 RBIs as Negrete sets, delivers. Swing and a ground ball that stays fair on the first base side. Rounding first is Hernandez. Rogers gets over to it, throws it to second, and Hernandez retreats back towards the bag and a leadoff single here in the top of the fourth. So Carlos Hernandez gets the third hit for the Rockers. And now this brings up Jason Jones, the Arkansas product, on his second at-bat here for the Rockers. His first was a base hit. So a guy that has already made an impact on his first appearance here for Green Bay this season, as Negrete throws up and away 1-0. Rafters still lead 2-0. Each team with three hits. Negrete comes set, glances at first, and fires inside as Jones backs away. Two balls and no strikes. So Negrete, out of Oceanside, California, fires, foul tipped on the right side for Jones, 1-2. Actually, one ball and one strike, so 1-1. Each team with three hits. The Rafters able to lead the 1-1 from Negrete. Backing away is Jason Jones, 2-1. Ball came in low. Ankle-high fastball at 90 miles per hour. Two balls and a strike. Hernandez stands at first. The set, the fire, the 2-1. The check swing, did he go? Jones. And did not. So three balls and one strike. Jones was able to take away as Negrete throws over to first and Gurevich. Getting him out. Hernandez, umpire says he did. Hernandez can't believe it. It was a stolen base attempt. Taking off his ankle brace was Jason Jones. He thought it was ball number 4. It was ball 3. So a confusion down here. Kreplin comes out towards home plate, having a word with the umpires. So the scoreboard says it was ball 3 and one strike. And Hernandez takes second. Negrete already had it in his hand. He throws it to second. Hernandez comes back towards the bag at first. Negrete then has the ball in his hands, throws it towards first. They tag Hernandez out at first. Jones thought he was going to take first because he had ball number four, but it looks like towards the scoreboard it was ball three. So confusion here. 3-1. Hernandez is out. It's a 3-1 count. Jones will have to go back towards home plate to finish off his at-bat. Hernandez gets out at first, so one down here in the top of the fourth. Carlos Hernandez cannot believe it. So Jones is at the dugout now. Duffy pointing towards the umpire, at the umpire, and like, hey, Jones has to get back out here. Jones is still batting. So pretty interesting there. So Hernandez gets out at first. A wild sequence, a lot of confusion. We're going to do it 3-1 once again. So some confusion, some miscommunication perhaps, but one down here for the Rafters in the top of the fourth. Negrete comes set. Kicks and fires the 3-1. Inside an ankle-high fastball that comes for ball number four. So now Jones will take first. So this brings up Luke Moeller, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. So one down. Moeller, who pitched yesterday, believe it or not, so a utility guy that has played in the field, has pitched, and is also at-bat. Scottsdale, Arizona native outside. 1-0 for Negrete. He's down in the count. So Jason Jones, getting on base once again, leads off at first. Negrete sets and fires the 1-0. Swing and a miss down low, 1-1. One out here. Jason Jones, the leadoff. The 1-1. Swing and a miss upstairs. 1-2. Negrete has done well to fight back in the count. He's ahead now, 1-2. Chest-high fastball at 90 miles per hour. Negrete, the pickoff attempt at first, goes over to Gurevich, and Gurevich felt he had him. Jason Jones sliding safe just in time. Count stays at 1-2. With one out. Negrete serves the 1-2 upstairs, swing and a miss, strike three. So Negrete was down in the count 1-0, three straight strikes as it's two down here as A.J. Anzai, who walked on his last at-bat, is due up. Anzai had a three-run shot in his last at-bat in the game where, well, his last game, I should say, a three-run shot. And that put the Rockers up 3-1. So this is a guy that we know can hit home runs and hit dingers as Negrete throws back towards the bag. Catches Jones in a pickle as Gurevich comes in, tags him for out number three. Excellent play there from the pitcher Negrete to get to Gurevich as Jones wasn't able to see that correctly. So out number three and the Rafters head to the bottom of the fourth. They still lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. Biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the fourth inning as the Rafters lead 2-0. And reminding you, your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are brought to you by Comfort Air, your local heating and cooling experts. As the Rafters have been hot, they have won four in a row, and now they lead 2-0, looking for their fifth straight. Now this brings up Jack Gurevich, who is responsible for this 2-0 lead, hit a two-run shot to left center field that hit sent him and Basir home. So that was his first at-bat of his summer here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it started off on a high note. Barons throws across the plate down low. One ball and no strikes, 1-0. Barons comes set, delivers the 1-0 outside edge, but painting the zone 1-1. A ball and a strike. Barron sets and delivers down low, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Each team with three hits. As Gurevich, the bat over his shoulder, fires a ball into left center field, heading back towards the wall. Does he do it again? Right before the warning track on a one-hop bounce, Gurevich gets to second. And how about that? Dipping his cap off to the dugout. And Jack Gurevich, in the same spot as he did before, was just about a couple feet short. As Gurevich, boy, they are excited to have him here in Wisconsin Rapids, starts things off with a double. Matt Olive is now due up. He grounded out in his last at-bat. So he's 0-1 today. Rafters acquire their fourth hit. Two from Gurevich, a big lead off at second. Swinging a ground ball over to Barons at the mound, and he throws it over to first, but that advances Gurevich to third. So one down. Ty Johnson, the center fielder, who also had a ground out in his last at-bat, is looking to do a little bit different this time. Johnson batting a .289. He's at five RBIs. Can he make it six? Gurevich, the standoff at third. Barons comes set and fires down low, 1-0. One ball and no strikes, one out. Rafters four hits. Swinging a drive into the right center field gap. Getting home with ease is Gurevich. Rounding first, heading for second is Johnson, and his helmet falls off while in the process. So Johnson records his 6th RBI. Rafters up 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Well, that's what you need if you're Wisconsin Rapids. They acquired their fifth hit of the game, and Ty Johnson stands at second. So now this brings up Alex Duffy. And one out. Duffy, who was walked on his last at-bat, the catcher. Barons lands as at second and delivers the first pitch on the way down low in the dirt into Hernandez, 1-0. So how about that? Ty Johnson, a big hit into right center field to send Gurevich home, the 1-0. Down low into the glove of Hernandez. He lost the ball, picked it up quickly as Johnson thought about going three, but retreated back towards the bag. One out here, two balls and no strikes. Alex Duffy, the left-hander. Will reset. Barons fires the 2-0. Duffy pops it on the left side in foul territory, 2-1. One out here. Two balls and a strike. Barons will come set. Kicks, winds, and serves upstairs out of the zone. 3-1. Ball came in at 84 miles per hour. Rafters two hits this inning and a run from Jack Gurevich to get home. Three balls, one strike. Barons serves the 3-1 outside of the edge. And ball number four, that's going to bring Alex Duffy to first. Ty Johnson stays at second, and only one down. Brandon Rogers is due up. So back-to-back walks for the catcher and Alex Duffy. And Rogers, who got a base hit on his last at-bat, batting in the nine hole, was the leadoff batter for a lot of games to start the season. But a guy that has found a role, also batting ninth. The plethora of hitters this team has, they sure have it in abundance. Swing and a miss outside, 0-1. They struggled with hitting in the early parts of the season as they had great pitching, just they weren't able to get a lot of guys on base, and now bringing in guys like Broussard, Conniff, Gurevich, the 0-1. Rogers was going to go to bunt, but backed away, so no balls, one ball and one strike. At first is Duffy, first base coach for Rafters, Brian Dyer. At third base, Orlando Rodriguez. One out, one ball and one strike. Coming set is Barons, the 1-1 down in the dirt. Ty Johnson was almost about halfway between second and third before he got back towards the bag. So two balls and a strike. Duffy clapping towards Rogers, cheering him on. The leadoff at first from Alex. Johnson at second. The 2-1. Outside, down low for the third ball. So Rogers doing well to stay ahead in the count, 3-1. He's had 10 hits, 10 runs, and 5 RBIs with a home run as well. Batting a 263 out of Iowa Western. One out. The 3-1 from Barons inside for ball number four. That's going to advance the runners. So Rogers will take first. Alex Duffy at second. And the Flower Mound Texas native Ty Johnson at third. This return to the top of the order with Anthony Gallison and Chris Kreplin having a word with Barons. Is his day done? And it looks like it is. So Barons' day is done here in the bottom of the fourth. And now pitching change here for the Rockers. But how about it? The Rafters up 3-0. Bases are juiced. And now it looks like with the long hair in for the Rockers, looks like number 32 will have a word on that here in just a moment. It is Kyle Stoddard out of Bettendorf, Iowa, and Missouri Southern State University products. He's got long hair with a flat cap. So Stoddard is warming up, but how about it? The Rafters have Rogers on first, Duffy on second, and Johnson on third. They have a chance here, and there's only one down as we return to the top of the order with Anthony Gallison. They have a chance here to really extend this lead and really make it tough for the Rockers. How about Jack Gurevich? Player of the game so far, had a two-run shot in his first at-bat, and then a double in his second, hitting the ball basically in the same area as he hit the home run. So you have to imagine the Raptors are looking to not stop. They need to get more runs. They're already up 3-0, and their pitching has been good. They have done well on the pitching side of things, and defensively haven't made any errors. When this team doesn't make any errors, they are very hard to beat. First game of the season where they lost 10-6 to Lakeshore, they give up 4 errors. But the Green Bay infield having a word with each other. Rodgers on a kneel at first. Alex Duffy gets back towards second. So a chance here for the Raptors to really add to this lead. Are they able to do it? So Hernandez throws the ball back towards Kyle Stoddard. That brings up the top of the order, Anthony Gallison, who grounded out on his last two at-bats, looking to get his first hit of the game. He's 0-for-2 today. So this is a time for the Raptors to jump on the defense of Green Bay. Stoddard sets in, bases are juiced, the first pitch on the way, and a curveball outside, 0-1. Rodgers at first, Duffy at second, Johnson at third. No balls and a strike. Raptors have out-hit the Rockers 5-3. Each team has not committed an error. The 0-1 from Stoddard out and away, but for a strike, 0-2. One out. Stoddard ahead in the count, shakes it off. Comes set. He serves the 0-2. Upstairs, a ball, 1-2. You hope a wild pitch or something can happen here for the Raptors. Only one out, though. At the top of the order here, Anthony Gallison. 5-8. The 0-2. Strike three, right down the plate. 3 straight strikes. And sends Anthony Gallison down looking as we return to Chris Conniff, who flew out and grounded out. And this is a guy that really can get you an RBI. He's got 5 RBIs so far, but hasn't been able to record a hit today. He's 0-for-2. Raptors already have a run here in the bottom of the fourth. Are they able to add more? Chris Conniff, the left-hander, who sits the bat on his shoulder. Outside edge for Stoddard, but a strike, 0-1. That's 4 straight strikes for Kyle Stoddard. And a Bettendorf, Iowa, shakes it off. And out comes Set. 2 outs, the 0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1. Chris Conniff will reset, step back in the batter's box, and now faces an even count at 1-1. The 1-1. Breaking ball right down the plate, 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. That came in at 73 miles per hour, and Kyle Stoddard having a chance to getting them out of this jam. Chris Conniff, can he change that? Bottom of the fourth, Raptors 3-0, the 1-2, down low and away, 2-2. Raptors have done well. They have they've out-hit the Rockers. They've had a 2-run shot and an RBI, which eventually got Gurevich home from Ty Johnson. So the 2-2, swing and a miss inside, strike three, as Chris Conniff went after it just a little bit late, so Kyle Stoddard back-to-back strikeouts as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Raptors 3, Rockers 0.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth we go. Rafters lead 3-0 after they were able to acquire a run off of a Ty Johnson RBI to right center field that sent Jack Gurevich home. How about Jack Gurevich? He's already had a home run, a two-run shot. He's already crossed home plate twice today. So a guy that's responsible for two runs, well, actually three runs himself. So A.J. Onzai will get set as he walked on his last at-bat. So Onzai, Mims, and Kelly are due up here in the bottom of the order. Rafters have given up three hits, but nobody's gotten a third for the Rockers, so they have done well on the defensive side of the ball. They've gotten those timely strikeouts that has been needed, so Mekhi Negrete still stands at the plate, still stands on the mound, as A.J. Onzai, who walked on his last at-bat, Tribuco Canyon, California native, slotted in at first base today as Negrete fires outside and away 1-0. Came in at 87 miles per hour. Onzai fires the 1-0, painting the outside edge for a strike 1-1. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. Onzai comes set. Kicks and serves the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, pops on the left field line as the third baseman, Jack Basir, running under it. Diving is the shortstop, Broussard. Basir cleared out of the way. Broussard felt he had a better angle, and he made sure of that. What a catch on the foul territory on the left field line. So one down. This brings up Max Mims, who struck out looking on his last plate appearance. Broussard, what a catch, the shortstop. Basir was under it. Broussard basically told him, I have a better angle at it, and then came in as a bunt attempt and a shallow ball into Duffy, who not able to throw it over to first. Couldn't corral the ball in, so Mims will take first. And a bunt for Max comes true. So Cooper Kelly, who got a base hit on his last at-bat, and batting in the nine hole. One out here. Rafters still lead 3-0. Mim stands at first. First pitch inside. For a strike, 0-1. Foul tipped on the right side. No balls, a strike. The Overland Park, Kansas native, a right-hander on Negrete. But lefty on righty here. The 0-1 inside in an ankle-high fastball that comes in at 89 miles per hour. Standing at first, is Mims. The 0-1 from Negrete, swinging a fly ball that looking to drop on the right side, but coming in is Jack Kurevich, who turns around, catches it over his shoulder, and gets one out. Kurevich, wow, has done well on the offensive side of the ball and defensively has been a reliable first baseman. So we return to the top of the order. Brady Miguel, who struck out in both of his at-bats, looking and swinging. So two down for the Rafters, top five. Mims stands at first. First pitch on the way, swinging a fly ball in the left field side in foul territory, 0-1. So no balls to strike. Rafters have out-hit the Rockers 5-4. Negrete comes set, winds and serves the 0-1. Swinging a line drive to second base in center field as rounding second, heading for third. The throw over from Johnson. And that goes behind Basir at third. So getting to third is Mims. Brady Miguel at second, and he records his first hit with two down here. So Mims at third. Miguel at second, and now this brings up JoJo Jackson, the right-hander, and the right fielder. So two runners in scoring position for the Rockers. First time they've had that today. Each team with five hits. First pitch on the way. A strike for Negrete. He's ahead in the count 0-1. Came in at 88 miles per hour. That last pitch. Negrete will come set. Winds and delivers. Swing and a miss. 0-2. JoJo Jackson went after that ball on the right edge. Was a little bit late. So two down. 0-2. Negrete ahead in the count. On Jackson, who's at 10 RBIs this year. A guy you cannot mess around with. The 0-2 from Negrete. Foul tipped on the right side. Stays here at 0-2. So Miguel at second. Max Mims at third. Top of the fifth here. Rafters lead 3-0. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Mekhi Negrete, a timely strikeout that halts the Rockers to no runs as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Rafters 3, Rockers 0. We'll be back in a moment.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Yeah.
bottom of the fifth we go as Garrett Broussard is due up. So Broussard out of Utah Valley, and he flew out and lined out in his last two at-bats. So batting a 154 as first pitch, swinging a drive into foul territory on the left field side. That looked fair for about a brief second, but just went out 0-1. So out of San Juan Capistrano, California,